'Twas the night before Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in the hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.
And Mama, in her kerchief, and I in my cap, just had to settle down for a long winter's nap.
When out the lawn there arose such a clatter, sprang from my bed to see what was the matter.
Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up a sash.
The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midway objects below.
When what to my wondering eyes should appear but miniature sleigh, a tiny reindeer.
With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick.
More prancing than eagles, his coursers came, and whistled and shouted, called by name.
Now Dasher, now Prancer, and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen.
To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash all away.
As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky.
So up to the house top the courses they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too.
And then, in a twinkling, heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof.
As I drew my hand, the turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a boom.
He was dressed all in fur, from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished in ashes and soot.
A bundle of toys flew under his back, and looked like a purling, opening his pack.
His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry.
His droll little mouth was drawn up like a ball. His beard with his chin was as white as snow. The stump as a pipe held tight in his teeth.
And the smoke in his encircled head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly
that shook when he laughed like a bowl of jelly. As chubby as a plump, outright, jolly elf.
And I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself, a wink of his eye and a twist of his head.
Soon I gave him no bit to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work.
And filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger inside of his nose.
And giving a nod up the chimney, arose and sprang to his sleigh to give his team a whistle.
And away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight,
Happy Christmas to all,
and all a good night.